Delete Me makes it easy, quick, and safe to remove your personal data online at a time when surveillance and data breaches are common enough to make everybody vulnerable. It is easier than ever to find personal information about people online. Having your address, your phone number, family members' names just hanging out there online, it's all pretty scary stuff, right? With Delete Me, you can protect your personal privacy or the privacy of your business from doxing attacks before sensitive information can be exploited. Look, I'm online all the time, and it freaks me out that my info is out there. Take control of your data. Keep your private life private by signing up for Delete Me now at a special discount just for you guys. Get 20% off your Delete Me plan when you go to join DeleteMe.com/Burt. Use the promo code Burt at checkout. That's joindeleteme.com/Burt. Enter the code Burt, B-E-R-T, at checkout.
Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Burt to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Burt. Forhers.com/Burt. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
The Burt Show.
When Burt leaves and when he goes on vacation and we're sitting here remaining to do the show, we do a meeting after every show. Mm-hmm. And Burt has a 3-ring binder that he carries around with him, like, you know, who is it, Linus with his blanket?
Right.
You know,
right.
Like, I mean, this thing goes everywhere. And if something comes up that could potentially be addressed on the show, it goes in this binder. Mm-hmm. And it could be, you know, if Jen will say, oh, I had a phone conversation with my friend and she's got blah, blah, blah going on in her life and I would love to get advice from our listeners. That's a topic. If Melissa says, oh, you're not going to believe it, I went to the store yesterday and got an argument with the clerk about blah, 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 that could go in there. And so it's to the point after doing this show for over 4 years, 4 years and a month now, that there are just, I mean, pages of just these topics, and 90% of me can't even remember.
Right.
Like, you read the line and it says, you know, Jen Hobby lost bracelet. And you're like, what? But at the time, that was going to be like some, you know, super interesting whatever story.
Right.
Well, when he goes on vacation, he takes that book home and he leaves it at home. And then we sit in our meeting after the show and say, okay, what do you want to talk about tomorrow? And we've got nothing to reference. Like, we've got nothing to go back on.
Right.
So I asked him before he left for this San Diego trip if he would send me, you know, leave me the binder or send me the list. So he sent me the file. He keeps it also backed up in his computer. He sent me the file. So I read down the file and I saw all these different topics and these different things, and a lot of them rang a bell. And we've actually talked about one or two of them over the past couple days, and it's been very helpful. Then there were a few that I didn't understand at all.
Right.
And then there were a couple that made me raise an eyebrow, and I'd like to bring one of those up now.
Okay.
Burt had a line in his book that simply said statistic, and it had a hyphen, and it said 9 out of 100 women have a toy in their car with them. 9 out of 100 women have a toy in the car with them.
Was okay. This wishful thinking, or was this?
No, I believe it.
He did. That's 10%. That's 1 out of 10 almost.
We just finished talking about traffic commutes and how everybody's got really busy days. Everybody's underslept and undersexed.
Right.
So,
and there's no time
actually,
to relax.
Right.
So.
I'm underslept, but I don't have a pillow in my car.
I think this is a good idea.
I think in today's society, in Atlanta society today, I think it is healthy for those 9 women out of the 100.
Well, the challenge is going to be getting someone to admit it.
Oh, we got the voice disguiser.
And we have a voice disguiser, and you can use a fake name, or if you want to be brave and just call. You have one, Phil?
Come on, ladies.
I've seen it.
No!
I promise, a true story. I was on, when I was younger, I was in a choir at church, and we took a choir tour every summer.
Went
to different places across the country. We'd go, went to the Grand Canyon, went to Mount Rushmore, went to Niagara Falls, and we'd always travel through big cities. Now, I was probably 15, 16 years old at the time, and I want to say the city was Houston. And we're traveling through the city stuck in rush hour traffic, and you've got a bus full of church kids ranging from ages 15 to about, actually about 14 to about 18.
Hold on a minute. Look at this.
The phone lines are ringing like crazy.
All 10 lights on our phones.
You go, ladies. You go.
Ranges of ages from about 14 to 18, and we're stuck in traffic, and all of a sudden, I start hearing people giggle and start laughing, and it slowly, as we're inching along through traffic, I look down through the window, and we're in a big tour bus, so we're looking down on people, and there's a girl, and she has her sunroof open, and she has her underwear down at her ankles, and she's just going to town.
So she's doing it herself.
She's doing it herself.
Okay.
And just going
to town.
Well,
who else do you think will be doing it?
No, I'm just, no, I'm, oh, okay. there was no mechanical toy, devices yeah. involved.
And as a 15, she might have, I don't know, she had a skirt that was about to her knees, but there was, it was blocking whatever was going on. And as a 15, 16 year old, I don't know how old I was, it was the most amazing thing I've ever seen.
Yeah.
It was awesome.
To me, that's the biggest cure for road rage. I mean, yeah. Seriously.
Hey, Stephanie.
Yes.
How are you?
Good, and you?
I'm well, thank you. How's your commute?
Well, today it's rather uneventful, but all right.
So are you one of these 9 out of 100 women?
Yes, I am.
That's good.
Do you have one or more than one in the car?
Just one.
And it's in the car all the time?
It's generally in, like, my purse, but my purse is wherever I go, so.
You carry it in your purse with you?
Yeah.
So how often, like, how out of a 5-day work week, on average, how many days would you use your item?
Probably 2 or 3.
And is this on the way? Wait, I want to know, is it on the way to work or on the way home from work?
Usually from work.
You go, girl.
On the way home from work. Okay. And
where do you work and where do you
drive?
Live?
Stop, Jeff.
I want to know also, does this thing get taken out of the purse and, like, clean and put back?
Oh, yes.
Because that was the thing I thought of when Jeff said that the statistic was they kept them in their car. Like, you got to take it out, clean it, and put it back.
I don't think I wouldn't think that's the case. I mean, if you look through, like, pure romance and whatnot.
Uh-huh.
You know, people have the ability to clean and take. I don't think they're leaving them in there, because if they do, that's just nasty.
Well, yeah, I guess if it was on the outside of your clothes, it could stay
right.
in the car all the time.
Yes.
But if it's going underneath the
right.
outerwear.
Well, I think that's common sense, though. I think women are responsible with their toys, right?
Yeah, I would assume so.
Are you a married woman or a single woman?
I'd have some baby wipes kept in there with it or something.
Thank goodness.
She's gone. She didn't answer.
She's like, enough with you.
Yeah.
I've told you enough, and I'm goodbye. Hey, Eric.
Hey, how you doing?
Or Officer Eric, I guess, huh?
Whoa.
Yeah, you can say that.
Okay.
Hi, Officer.
Good morning. How are y'all doing today?
Good.
We're good, and we're not encouraging anyone to do anything but concentrate on the road.
10 and 2. 10 and 2.
So do you have one of these in the squad car?
No, I don't have one in the squad car, but kind of a funny story.
Okay.
One night, driving down the road, speeder's in front of me, go ahead and pull her over. And all of a sudden, she ducks her hands below the seat. So, of course, you know, we're thinking, all right, this is kind of freaky. So we get out our guns and we point them at her, the whole deal. Show me your hands, show me your hands. And so she shows us her hands. She goes, I was just hiding something. And we're like, what were you hiding? So she reaches down underneath her seat, pulls out one that's about a foot long and purple.
All right.
So you thought she had a gun, but she had something else.
Yeah, you can say that, exactly.
That's funny.
Let me ask you, once she showed you that, did she get off?
I think she did before she showed it to me.
Thanks for the call.
All right, guys.
Oh, that's great.
Hey, Shay.
What's up?
Come on, tell us.
Give it How
up.
Are you?
Give it us.
Okay, I had, like, back when I had my Chrysler, I had a mini pocket rocket.
Uh-huh. Okay.
But it was not for insertion. It was,
right.
you know, topical only.
Sure.
And since, you're at work, you get frustrated, you're dealing with customer service, you find, you know, the nice employee bathroom in the back, and you handle your business and you're stressed, then you go back to work. keep it in a plastic bag because, you know, they come with the cleaning and all that good stuff.
Now, have you, now, okay, this is the employee bathroom. Have you ever used it in the car, in traffic?
No, but I wouldn't be able to drive. I'm not that flexible.
Right,
right. Okay. And, yeah, I'm not that flexible, and I'm a big girl. Legs can't just be going everywhere, you know.
Now you just gave Jeff the idea that every time he walks down the hall and sees one of our female staff going to the bathroom, he's going to be thinking the same thing.
Yeah, you think we were taking our purse because of the monthly reasons? There's other reasons, too.
That's right.
Getting really uncomfortable in here.
You brought it up.
Hey, Amanda.
Hey.
Hey.
Hey, how are you guys?
How are you?
I'm doing very well. I'm a Pure Romance consultant. I actually called up yesterday and gave Tracy her free $150 stuff. And I just wanted to let you guys know that we sell a micro vibro keychain, and I sell every party, I sell at least 10 to 15 of those.
That's hilarious.
And they're keychains.
They're keychains. They put them on their keys. They can drive down the road, do whatever they want, fix their headaches.
What if they valet park?
They valet park? Well, I guess the intendant's going to get a really nice surprise.
All right. Thanks for the call.
Thanks so much.
I love how the Pure Romance people are just monitoring the show, waiting for these sex topics to come up.
But they don't wait until after 8:30 before they start listening.
Yeah, exactly.
Right. Hey, Jane.
Hey, how are you?
Good. How are you?
Doing good. On more than one occasion, I have used a toy in my car. Don't have one at the moment because I have children in the car with me, but in traffic, on the highway, just bored.
Road trips, whatever.
What if you're using it and you get rear-ended or something?
Well, I guess I've been very lucky.
That could be dangerous.
Yeah, I
guess so, but, you know.
All right. Bad
long day, it's worth it.
Yeah, now hold on. Dana has a good point. I didn't even think of this, Dana. Go ahead.
I was just wondering what if a man were to do this in traffic or at the in the bathroom at work? Be considered quite the perv.
I think. And I think that's also
they don't do it in traffic or at work.
I have a guy friend that confessed to me that, yeah, on long trips, he gets bored. He does it.
But that's like that's almost like a misdemeanor, isn't it? Like, you can't do that.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
Well, if a guy's doing it too, because when I was a teenager, I saw a guy in a, you know, mall parking lot doing it.
But years ago, Jessica did too.
But he was doing it, he waited until I got there. So he was doing it as a perv to show off to somebody else. But a guy that's doing it just to release some stress and doing it discreetly, what's wrong with that?
I don't know. It should all the whole thing. It should all be illegal in the car.
So when you're on your way home, Jeff, today, I want you just to think. Just to let it cross your mind.
You're wearing a big sweater.
I've got...
But it's kind of dark, so...
I've got a... and I got a 6-minute commute, so I could do it 3 times.
The Burt Show.
¿Quieres mejor internet? Cox Internet de 300 megas tiene las velocidades rápidas y confiables que buscas. Perfecto para streaming y gaming y trabajar desde casa. Yeah. Todo por solo $45 al mes cuando agregas Cox Mobile. Incluye equipo de Wi-Fi y garantía de precio de 2 años en tu plan. Yeah. No esperes. Cámbiate hoy a Cox. Requiere Cox Mobile Gig Unlimited. Garantía de precio no incluye impuestos y cargos. Velocidad de datos móviles se reduce después de 20 gigas al mes.